This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
New Muslims, Ya Allah, what questions I got this week. Wallah, I say what Allah is going to ask me. Young woman came to me after Saturday and she said, I'm the only Muslim in my house. 20, 21, not old. And she said, I live alone, but now I'm going to come and live with my mother for whatever the reason. And my mother is not a Muslim. And my mother is not very happy about me being Muslim. And there's going to be family coming. And all her family is going to come for a meal for lunch. What do I do? If I tell her I'm fasting, it's going to be a big issue. See what issues we have. Anybody in this room have this issue? Everybody will tell you, wake up for suhoor. Right? Everybody will tell you, wake up for suhoor. It's Ramadan. Everybody push you to obey Allah. What do you say to this woman? Right? Same question yesterday in the after the young professional. I was like, subhanAllah, what are you teaching me, Allah? Exactly the same question. And you know what she said? I wish I have a place just for this month, alone, so I can worship Allah the way I want to. Anybody in this room have this issue? No. So what do you say for the new Muslims? Because sometimes Ramadan for them is overwhelming. You're going to say, don't tell her, you have to come to Taraweeh, you have to finish Quran, you have to, one by one. Most important thing is you fast, train yourself on fasting. May Allah make it easy. You give her tips for making fasting easier. Do your salah on time. If you can come to the masjid, alhamdulillah. If you cannot come to the masjid, alhamdulillah. Do anything extra at your home. Make it easy. They're new Muslims, they are not you and me. Salah, she doesn't know much of the Quran. What is she going to do in Taraweeh? All these issues, we have no problem with that. And look at our siyam. When I read, when I Allah bring people to ask me this question, I say, why my salah is not the at least salah of the special, the siyam of the special? Why? I don't have any of these major obstacles. Major obstacles. So for the new Muslims, support them. If you know a new Muslim, absolutely support them. Reach out to them. Get them to your home. Break the fast with them. Maybe it's too much for some people, find it overwhelming to come to the masjid. You and me is fine. But for them, it's overwhelming. What is this? I don't know what to do. They are so worried to do something very opposite us. They are so worried of doing something, saying something that is not appropriate. Am I correct? Absolutely. Look at you and me. Masjid is my house. So really, it would be very nice. There's a huge new Muslim group here. Reach out to them. That will be one of the things you do when you're menstruating. Don't worry about it. Take care of that new Muslim. Bring them to your home. Bring her to the masjid. Help her, get her things for salah. Teach her how to read al-Fatiha. So for the new Muslims, what they do, whatever you can do, the two obligations you need to do is fasting. Unless fasting becomes, they are not used to it, it may make them sick. Then that's a different story. But don't push them to what I, like most of what I said with you, I'm not going to say it to a new Muslim. Unless they have been Muslim, they're not a new anymore. If they have been 10 years and alhamdulillah, Allah make them, kept them strong, alhamdulillah, ya Rabbil Alameen.